there to my crowns. This is Rebecca, aka Crown Riri, reminding you to subscribe your email to crownloans.com, follow crownloans_com on Instagram, and also like, share, and most importantly, subscribe. All support is welcome and a big help. I am a one-woman show. And last but not least, stop at crownloansmerch.com to purchase She is Crown Tea or He is a Culture Tea. You can check out all the links below for the Instagram page, the website, and also to purchase your shirt. Again, thank you so much for all of your support. Thank you for pressing play. And of course, I hope you enjoyed this wonderful crown conversation. Hi, thank you so much for pressing play for Conversation Sunday. This is Rebecca, aka Crown Riri. It's been a while since I have hit record, so I'm a little rusty here, but thank you to all of my listeners for pressing play. I appreciate it. Conversation Sunday is here, and I have a wonderful author that's going to tell us about her book, about herself, self-care, and self-awareness. Do you mind introducing yourself to everyone?
Thank you, Rebecca, and hello, listeners. My name is Wendy Markany from Inner Genius Global, and I've been many things throughout my careers. I've been a wife, mother, business owner, but I had a deep desire to benefit generations to come. I studied some personal development a few years, but I wanted this information to be available for children. And the way I did that was to create Genius and His Friends, the book series, and also some programs. And that's how Genius was born.
Awesome. And so Genius and Friends is a book, but it's a series. Is that correct?
That is a series, yes. It introduces genius. Now, genius represents the mind, and this is for children from early ages up to about 11 years. Awesome. After that, they don't need characters to help them understand. But for the younger ones, these characters were developed. Genius represents the mind, and he has all of his little friends who help him to help the children understand their mind, understand how they are thinking, understand their emotions. Sometimes they're happy, sometimes they're sad, understand how they get certain feelings from other people. And then the genius and his friends help them to understand the will. You might have a goal that they want to achieve. So this character helps them to be focused and be persistent. It's like, you know, when you're teaching your child to tie their shoelaces, you've got to keep at it. And then just one day, by magic, they're able to do it. And then, of course, we've got the memory. Memories are really good. And then we've got reason and perception. So all of these are in little characters that help genius to help the children understand what they are thinking about.
I love that. When you're saying that about children, I don't have kids, but I'm in school and I took a general psychology class, and it was saying that children's personalities like really develop like the age of 5. So with them reading those books, I'm sure that's helping them understand about themselves and developing their personality.
That's right. And it's really funny. They seem to be developing earlier and earlier. And I guess it's the modern world that we live in. Everything is fast paced. So they need to sort of grow up a lot quicker, sometimes, unfortunately. But yes, it's all about learning what is a thought. Where do the thoughts come from? And some thoughts are positive, some thoughts are negative. So how do we get to change the way we are thinking? Yeah. And that's where all of Genius's friends come into play and come in to help them.
I love that. Yeah, it's very true. I think technology is like maturing children. I am really shocked when I see like my cousins, they are like 5 or 6, but like they know like on YouTube like what a commercial is, because they'll go like this, like scroll up to get through the commercial. I'm like, how do you know it's a commercial? But like you said, everything is like, well, children are maturing so much faster, and it's like, whoa, it's like a little adult walking around.
That is correct. And I have, over the last few months, I've had a virtual game developed in association with the series. But of course, I had to test the game, didn't I? And it made me feel so, well, technology is so powerful these days. And I struggled with these games to figure out which way to do it. But I'm sure if I handed it to a five-year-old, they'll just sit there and zoom in and zoom out and flick it here and flick it there. So it is really funny. I just felt, oh, my gosh, I'm just sort of so out of touch with the technology side of things. Yes. Yeah, it's so much quicker.
Yeah, I feel the same way, so I understand. So your first title, your first series of the book is called Gratitude, or is it? It's about gratitude. Can you tell me why you started off with that one as your first series, as first of the series?
Yeah, well, gratitude is very important. It's like a magic word. I mean, I'm sure you, I mean, I've experienced it. I'm sure many of the listeners there have experienced when you've got up in the morning and everything seems to go wrong and you think, oh, gosh, I should have stayed in bed. So if we can, it's all about what the thoughts that are going on in your mind and how you can change the way that you're thinking and feeling. And the best way to do that is to, I encourage the children to write down, what are you grateful for today? So you're changing that thinking, whereas if you say, right, and it might only be a little thing for us adults, it might be, oh, I enjoyed my first cuppa of the day. And it's just enough to switch that thinking to a more positive. And then you think, oh, well, I'm so grateful. And for the children, I say, you're grateful for the trees and the birds that sing, and you're able to have friends and be grateful. That immediately changes your, as I say to the children, turn your frown upside down. So you're smiling for the day, and that enables you to then get on with your day and have a wonderful day, really, because that's a positive attitude to life.
Yes, I love that. Yeah, my mom didn't ask me that when I was younger. It was more like, what's wrong with you?
Well, but that's
because even what you're talking about, it brings me joy. Like you said, even me as an adult and thinking if I, you know, was a child, that it's like the smallest things as children can bring them joy. Like, you know, going outside, playing with friends, looking at a bird sitting on the window. It's like stuff like that, that right now during this time, small things, but it gives us joy regardless of our age.
Exactly right. And it just makes you aware of the small things in life that is around you. And when you become more aware of what's around you, your thinking does change to a more positive one.
Yes, very true. Yes, I love that. see here. I was going to say how it's important to teach children about gratitude, but to me, it sounds like it's very important. That's why you started off with the first series.
Yes, that's correct. They need to have an attitude of gratitude, as genius would say. And that's just about, you know, what's going on in your life. And you know, a lot of children around the world might not have the same as what you have. So just think about what you have, what your parents have provided for you, and what friends you have, because others do not have that. So yes, just be grateful. And that actually gets a nice vibration, sends out a wonderful vibration out into the universe. And believe it or not, that universe then gives it back to you.
I love that, especially around like the age, like you said, between up to 11 years old, because social media, it constantly shows us what we don't have. And what we think we need. And as kids, that can really sometimes like stress out the parent, because it's like, I want this, I want that, give me that. And it's like the parents like, we can't afford that. And it makes the child feel like they don't have anything. So what you're saying is true. Like once you say, okay, now look at what you have, let's be thankful for this, let's focus on this, then it's more of the gratitude and the good vibration.
Exactly right. And you know, your life is wonderful. You have everything you need. You don't need that extra bit of technology. You have everything that is there to make you happy and have a happy life. So yes.
Yes, I love it. Yes. Adulting is trying to figure out what you need and don't need. So as children, I, like you said, the gratitude, a good balance.
It is.
Love it. Now, you talked about earlier about your self-development. Was that something that you took on yourself and then you applied it to children, or was it like a journey you went on for children?
It started off, as you know, when life throws difficulties at you, sometimes that's the best time and you change direction. You go on a different journey in your life. And that's what happened to me. I couldn't go back to my job through health reasons. And I was sitting there thinking one day, well, what am I going to do with my life? So I was given a free book, Think and Grow, You Were Born Rich by Bob Proctor. I haven't been an avid reader, but I thought, oh, something was telling me to read the book. So I read the book and, oh, this information, is this how the universe works? Is this how I work? Is this who I am? And that led me to some courses. And from that moment, I thought, I wanted to do something so that these children could have this material available for them in their language so that that could help them. So I started off writing the Genius and His Friends programs, but then I thought, well, I shouldn't leave the younger children out because learning is a repetition over time. And if you learn the same thing, it's like schoolwork, times table and all of that when I was at school. So I thought, well, let's do something fun for the children, the younger children. And I was over in the UK visiting relatives, and I was asking, they had young children, I was asking them, what do you do? You know, what do your grandchildren like to read? And they said, oh, well, they like these rhyming books. So I thought, oh, okay. So it was really funny how the universe just provides if you put it out there. And over the course of the holiday, I sat down and wrote the 9 books. And it just sort of came to me, and it was just absolutely amazing. And I thought, wow, this will help the children. Because it's a sing-song and a rhyming sequence, they seem to pick it up. So the first, you know, the first line is I am unique, as you can see. There is no one else in the world like me. So those two lines are repeated throughout the books because that's what it's all about. Each and every one of them is unique. Each and every one of them is special. And I wanted them to understand that you might not do very well at school, but hey, you still got all those abilities inside you. Find your passion, find what you really want to do as you get older, and that's how you succeed and have a wonderful life.
I love that. I feel inspired, and I am 36, so thank you.
That's okay.
But like you said, like, you know, it starts with, and I believe that, like you were saying, you were in a situation where everything was changing. I call that when everything consistent turns it into being inconsistent. And it's like, what do I do now? But in the midst of that, it's like we always have that blessing seed, I call it. And it just like, it grows out of being inconsistent about that one thing. And then we're on to like a different path. So that sounds like what happened to you.
It is, most definitely. I wouldn't have thought 5 years ago that I would be on this journey and really enjoying the creativeness of this journey. And it just inspires me to provide something better to help the children understand about themselves. And, you know, today the children mental health is so important. So if we could get the children today to understand who they are, what they think about, so they can inspire them to use their imagination and dream and to be able to achieve a life that they want in the future. So, yes, it's all wonderful.
Love it. Yes, I just started going to school. I'm getting my AA, but after that, I'll be getting my bachelor's in human services because I want to be a therapist. So hearing that, and everyone is always telling me like, you should start with children first. So like along my path, it's like everything just lining up for me to do that. So outcome of that.
That's good.
Yeah. I think it's really important for, well, me personally, just to understand where does mental health start. And it does start when we are children and, you know, we grow up. And at the time that we were, I'm sure when during your time of growing up, mental health wasn't like a conversation at all. It was just like, oh, she doesn't feel good. She's having a bad day. She'll get over it. And now it's like, no, we're having conversations about it. So to have a book about it and having, you know, the child understand that, you know, what gratitude is and don't feel this way and you are unique, I think is very important. So thank you.
Very welcome. And that's so right. When I was at school, you didn't talk about mental wellness. And but nowadays, because of life and the way that the world is, and of course, there's a lot of pressure on parents and teachers and children to perform. And I know when I was at school, we weren't taught how to think We weren't taught how to make decisions. And with the programs and the Genius book series, it's teaching the children how to think critically. This is so very, very important. So use your imagination. I know you gave a child when it was, say, for example, a child in a sandpit. It learns to critically think in the sandpit. I want to build a road. I want to build a bit of a mound, but that mound won't stay there because it's too dry. What do I have to do in order for me to do? So it's problem solving. And many years ago, children learnt to problem solve and critically think through play.
Yeah.
But now that they go to school, and so if we can have the children learn to critically think and to think about, what do I want to achieve? So what do I need to do in order to achieve that particular goal or something, and set some criteria? And does that criteria meet with what I want to do? Then the importance of making a decision. If I make this decision, what's the outcome am I going to get? If I make that decision, what is the outcome? Children aren't thinking about the ramifications of the decision that they're making.
Yeah, and on top of that, they are limitless to what they're thinking because everything is new to them. So that's very true. Yeah, I guess I won't say we are limited once we start going to school as children, but that's kind of what it is in a way. But it's we still have to use our imagination as we grow up. I think sometimes we put our imaginations in the backseat.
We do, and it all starts in the imagination, as I say to the children. Every single thing you see around you was first thought of in someone's imagination. That is incredible. And then it was developed into the real world. So in order for children to think, they might not know what they want to be in the future, but get them to think what they love to do and get them to set little goals. Oh, yes, I want to learn to write my name. Well, you've got to practice it. These athletes out there today didn't become an athlete overnight. They had to practice and practice and practice. So,
Very true.
But they all have the ability to achieve.
Very true. Very, very true. So what do you want the children and parents to take away from your published work?
I would like them to take away with the feeling that, get the children to understand that each and every one of them is unique. They have a mind that they can think. They have incredible talents and abilities locked up inside them. And it's just finding the understanding on how to unlock this unlimited potential that they all have, to help the children have self-belief and confidence in themselves to achieve. That's really important. And in order to have the self-belief and confidence, well, then that's going back to our thinking process. What are we thinking about? What are we thinking about ourselves? Let's see if we can turn that around and think more positively about ourselves. Think more positively and about the world around us. And when they can do that, to inspire them to imagine and dream, well, then they can achieve and succeed in life and to have a happy and wonderful life because they're the future.
I love that. And I hope that parents, as they're reading this to their children, they're just reminded of tapping into that childlike personality. Cause I believe that that child person, that little child is still in us, not in us, but
that's
always there with us.
Yes. I mean, we didn't really learn much about this when we were at school. So if we can have, and this is if the parents can read the books to the children, their children quite often will pick up things and teach the parents. So it's sit down and go through it with the children and listen to the companion videos that go in the book itself. So yes, it's all a wonderful, wonderful win-win situation.
Love it. So switching gears, so one of my things I love to do is go to the zoo and look at animals, because I can't at the time I can't travel right now, but there are maybe four animals that I love looking at. One of them is the elephants. I love panda bears. I absolutely love. koala bears, which you're going to talk about in a minute.
Yes.
And what else? Oh, the peacocks. Like, I just love looking at them. But you have a foundation where you are saving the koala bears. Do you mind talking about that for a few?
I don't mind. Well, I went to a networking event about a month or so ago. And the speakers were, we have a wildlife sanctuary here on the Gold Coast where I live. And they stood up and they had the vet, the head vet that takes care of all the sick animals that are brought in. And I was horrified to find out that if our koalas are suffering a particular disease, and the clinic is doing a lot to help the koalas, and because of the environment and we're knocking down the trees, they're having less and less area to live, and with the disease it's killing them. And they said to us that if we don't start looking after our koalas, there will be no koalas by 2050.
Oh my goodness.
I'm thinking, yes, that is, it's not too far away in the way the years are going. And I thought, oh my gosh, I would like to help to do something to help the koalas. Now, it costs quite a lot of money, $7,000 to save one koala who is suffering from this disease. So it's quite, and they need a couple of million dollars to save them, but they are saving them. They've got injections for them and they're putting them back in the wild. But I approached them after the event and said, I'd like to do something with Genius and his friends, to have an event, to have the children come along, learn about koalas, learn about the environment, to see if we can help them out. So that's an ongoing conversation at the moment. So, yes.
Love it. Yes, I wasn't like a stressful week, but when I'm just needing like to be taken away from this world, I always turn to like animals, because I feel like it's a reminder that there's so much other things outside of me that are bigger, that are minding their business and doing what they normally do while I'm over here freaking out. Like, you know, like a koala bear is going to eat and they're going to live their life, and I'm over here worrying about bills or worrying about my mortgage. And it's like, look outside yourself, and it's like the elephants are going to do what elephants do. You know, the lion's going to do what the lion's do, and it's like outside of us. So I think that's very important for you to have that mindset of saving the koala bear. So thank you for that.
That's all right. We are all on this earth for a reason. The animals are really important, and everything fits in like a little slot. And we do too. Each of us is important. We are meant to be here on this earth, and we need to be able to live in harmony with one another. So in any country of the world, and Australia is no different, we need to start looking after the lovely animals, because they are more important in the scheme of things. We are, you know, here to help them. That's what we should do, and to save them. So
awesome. Whatever information you can give me, I'll definitely post it on my website and go from there. Like I said, animals is like, I had two dogs, one passed away, but I have this little one here, and he just reminds me that whatever's going on is way, like what I have going on is way smaller than, you know, everything else that's going on in the world.
and they give you unconditional love.
Yes. And it at the right time.
Yes.
Sitting down the other day and my daughter just came up to me and just started like licking me. And I was like, you already know.
Except they seem to know before. It's like my little one passed away, but I used to sit there on the lounge thinking, just thinking. I didn't make a move. I just said, oh, I should really go for a walk. The next minute, I hadn't said a word, and Sammy would be up. Okay, let's go. I'm ready. I'm thinking, how did you know?
They just know. Got
that wonderful intuition, and that's one of the things that we need the children to learn more about, their intuition and their feelings and emotions.
Yes, very true. Awesome. So before we go, I always ask my guests to share a crown moment with the listeners and with me. A crown moment is when your heart and your crown aligns. It could be a lesson or a testimony about a life moment. So do you mind sharing one with us?
I don't mind sharing at all.
Thank you.
There are many, many life moments, But I think the one that got me really thinking about creating Genius and His Friends series and programs was I was one point I was listening to the radio and television. There was lots of reports about children committing suicide and mental health of children. And I was just so horrified. And I just thought, what if that was my child? How would I feel? And is there something, sorry, I get very emotional. Is there something that mm-hmm. I can do to help parents and help children to save one child? Having one child die is one child too many. And so at that moment I thought, okay, I need to do something, and that's how it all came about. And it to help the parents is, I know I haven't experienced that. I had a child who was severely bullied. And I always thought there was nothing for me to try and help him out there. And I thought at the time, you know, what can I do? So if I can provide something to would help one parent, and if one child was to read the books or do a program, complete an activity, and see that child grow up 30 yeah. years later in a loving relationship, have children and a career that they really love doing, enjoying their wonderful life, well, that's my legacy. That's what it's all about.
I love it. Thank you. Yeah, I think sometimes parents do feel kind of like helpless when their child is being bullied, because it's like, I still have to send you out into the world. And, you know, because I was bullied when I was like in middle school, but my mom was like covering me with her love. And I was like, that's nice, but I have to like go to school without you and deal with this and come back home. Yes. But yeah, like you said, if we, even back then, I think if I had like that book or had that, those words, if my mom, you know, knew to say more, maybe I would have, you know, felt better about it, or, you know, the whole sticks and stones break your bones. But it's like, I'm dealing with real stuff here.
That's exactly right. And yeah. through the Genius book series, if a child is more confident in themselves, mm-hmm. then and have that self-belief that they are the same, and then yeah. they won't take it on as much.
Yeah,
they learn to deal with it a lot better, because they have the tools behind them to help them understand what's going on, and not only for themselves, what is going on for the person that's bullying them.
Yeah,
what are they dealing with in their life in order for them to put place them in that situation, for them to do something to them. It's going back to that ability to think about the situation, to what consequence if I do this to someone, what will happen. So it's again understanding who they are, understanding what they're thinking about, and making them confident and self-assured to be yeah. successful.
I love that. While you were talking, I was like, yeah, we have to figure out like what's going on with the bully on top of that.
Like, what is it's their not problem? To take away from the suicide, but all of these things, it's our children are the future. Our children are amazing. They're special. They're a gift. They are meant to be here.
Yeah.
Anything that I can do to help out, to help just one life, that's my legacy.
I love it. Thank you for sharing that crown moment. Now, I know one of the, so how many series are in the, how many books are in the series?
We have a series of 9 books in the series.
Awesome.
And that covers Genius, the main character. He opens, and then I've got 6 characters that help the children understand themselves. And the last two, one is, it's on gratitude, and one is a habit. Teaching the children about habits. What are good habits? What are bad habits? How do you change a habit? You know, squash it and rethink about developing a new habit in order to achieve in life. So yes.
Awesome. And where and can along, we?
Mm-hmm. Sorry. And along with the books, I have companion videos where there's an app. You download the app and you place the app over a particular picture on the book, and it opens up into a video that helps the children understand it fully.
Oh, awesome. So you have the entertainment as well. I love it.
I do. Yeah, and also in the app, there's also the virtual game that the children can play that I had difficulty with, but I'm sure the children will be able to breeze through it.
I'm sure. I'm actually going to order a couple for my cousins, my little cousins, just to see how they play with the game. So I'm excited about that.
Thank you.
But I love that because they can read and then they can still have their technology that they're using and play games. And that's genius.
Thank you. And it is all about Genius and his friends teaching the children how to think.
Awesome. And where can they find the book?
Through my website. That's www.innergeniusglobal.com.
Awesome. And I have the link on my website. And also, where can my readers find you on social media if you have a social media, or should I just go to your website?
I do have social media. Innergenius and myself is on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram. Yes, sir. And all of the social media. So just awesome. If you search Wendy Markany, it will come up.
Awesome. We can Google you. Yeah.
You can Google me.
Awesome. Was there anything else that you wanted the listeners to know about you or about your published work?
Just go and have fun. Purchase the books for your children and let them enjoy reading and also playing the virtual game. Thank you very much. I really appreciate having me on your show today, Rebecca. And thank you very much for listening.
Thank you. Thank you. And can you tell my readers where you are? You're in Australia, right?
I am. I'm actually in Queensland on the Gold Coast Australia. And the weather we have here would be very similar to Miami or Florida in the States.
Okay. Well, I'm in Florida, so I get it.
Well, we'd have the similar weather.
Yeah, we have daylight saving. So if on a good day, it might not get dark until 5. I think Tuesday got dark like at 4:30. I was like, wait a minute, where's the sun go? But yeah, and we have crazy weather because lately it's been cold. And then I think today it was like in the 80s. So I don't know.
Oh, it's Florida. That's a bit of a change. Well, today we are heading for 30 degrees today.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that's quite warm. This is coming into our summer, so we have a lot of storms and it's very hot and humid during the day.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's how we normally are for the summer. I think we're in the fall or winter. I don't know what we are in.
You must be coming into winter, are you?
Yeah, we are. Yeah, everything just clashes here. You never know. Well, thank you so much for joining me. I definitely do appreciate it. If you could stay on the line while I close up, I would appreciate it. To my readers out there, please go grab the Genius series. As you can hear, it is about just growth with children. But like I said, as an adult having this conversation, I am inspired to continue to use my imagination. So thank you again. Thank you out there to all of my crown ones for pressing play. Don't forget you're crowned, and don't forget your crown. Thank you. Hello out there to my crown ones. This is Rebecca, aka Crown Riri, reminding you to subscribe your email to crownones.com, follow crownones_com on Instagram, and also like, share, and most importantly, subscribe. All support is welcome and a big help. I am a one-woman show. And last but not least, stop at crownonesmerch.com to purchase She is Crown Tea or He is a Culture Tea. You can check out all the links below for the Instagram page, the website, and also to purchase your shirt. Again, thank you so much for all of your support. Thank you for pressing play. And of course, I hope you enjoyed this wonderful crown conversation. We.